We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hour number two of our broadcast, and I promised we would get to more of your calls. Coming up, we're going to hear from Bernie Sanders. This is some ancient audio of him. Boy, this guy is absolutely cuckoo. And a really good piece, an intellectual takeout, responding to some of the just pure nonsense this man has been promoting. I don't hesitate to say this again and again and again. If you want some of this crap that they're doing in other countries, do us a favor and go. Just go. Why in the world would we tear down this wonderful country and the constitutional foundations and our free market system and wreck it to do what these other countries are doing? It makes no sense whatsoever. Let's go out to Jose in Rock Hill. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. How are you today?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to share something I just experienced. My wife is in need of a prescription medicine that would cost her $1,800 a month.
Oh.
For a prescription. I just got it delivered. I ordered it from a Canadian pharmacy with the help of her doctor. $89.
$89? Are you serious?
For 3 months.
That is absolutely crazy.
She's super excited. We can reorder it every 2 months for $89. And it was we were actually going to buy individual pills this week because we hadn't received the order from the Canadian pharmacy.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's like 100. It's like a week's worth. It's like $12 to $18 a pill or something ridiculous.
That is absolutely insane. Well, I am so glad.
The power of the lobbyist group.
Yeah, I'm so glad this has worked out well for you, Jose, and do appreciate your call. In fact, hold on the line because I'd like to get some more information on this. This is really intriguing because I've heard these horror stories about these medications that you're able to buy for less in other countries. And I want to find out more of the specifics behind this. This is something that certainly deserves some attention. Daniel and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
I've got you, Daniel.
Thanks. So your previous lady caller, I love how she cloaked all her liberal talking points from the Democratic candidates right now, and she's pretending to care about the deficit right now. But I've never heard her or any of it, which I am concerned, just like you are. But Barack Hussein Obama took it from $9 trillion to about $20 trillion. Surprisingly enough, we never heard about $11 trillion in 8 years. He racked up more deficit than all the presidents together up to that point. And that's a fact, right?
And keep going. Keep going.
Yep. And the next one, let me give you an example of how hard it is to deal with the swamp, because she's complaining about the Trump administration not being able to do something in 3 years. Well, we've seen a lot that he has done. But look at this example, coronavirus. Trump's administration, the CDC, asked for $2.5 billion because they believe that that's appropriate for now instead of just pissing away money. And Chucky Schumer and what's her name, the drunk lady from the Congress, Nancy Pelosi. They said, "Well, why didn't you ask for $8.5 billion?" Well, because we don't need it right now. So. Look at the drunk, they spend like drunk sailors, and some of them are literally drunk all day long, and they tell us that this current administration is not trying or is not doing anything, and now all of a sudden they're concerned. And the second point that was cloaked, I don't know if you caught that, she talks about companies giving up enough money to somebody, which I got it, it's a government, so that somebody can take it and pay for schools, pay for this, pay for... Well, that's exactly where I come from. I come from Eastern, okay? And I've left there, and my parents left there in the early 80s when I was a teenager. So I know I've seen that film exactly. And trust me on this one. Bernie tells you the truth, and he's a dedicated socialist communist. But the other ones, pay attention carefully how they agree with Bernie. They just say they have a different approach to that. And so the Democrats are very, very dangerous, and I'm always warning people. I'm warning people because my parents, my grandparents, suffered at the hands of these tyrants. And you've correctly spoken. If these people want that, go to hell to Venezuela, go to Cuba, go to North Korea, and see how that will suit you after you spend about a year there, not just visiting there.
I hear you, Daniel. Excellent call. In fact, I'd like you to hold on the line as well to get some more information from you. This is really cool. And this is one of the things I really appreciate. You know, one of the ironies, people talk about how, you know, the cruelty of this administration trying to keep people out of the country. This is where I so respect and appreciate legal immigrants. Not only have they enriched our lives in so many ways, but some of you can tell stories of where you have come from. And many Americans need to listen to you a lot more so they know the hellholes some of you left. So we don't repeat some of the stupid things that were going on in the countries you came from. This is where there's, unfortunately, little appreciation for America and Americans. Very unfortunate, to say the least. Let us go next to a call in Greenville, I believe. This is Woody. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Say, Vince, there's no need for anyone to go offshore to get medication. A couple years back, I had some cataract surgery, and the cost of the meds, they're pretty expensive. And my the nurse said to me, she says, go out and shop these meds, see what you can do. And I was really, really surprised. I'll give you an idea. I went to six different pharmacies. Some of these were the regular drug stores. Some were at shopping centers. Some of them were at discount places. And I have six meds that I have to take for a heart situation. And to give you an example here, there's one med that I take, and I went to all of them and specified exactly the same quantity, 3 months supply. Now, here's one of them. I pay $23.99 for this one medication, which gives me a 90-day supply. Looking at the other six people that quoted on this, here's the price. Now, keep in mind, I'm paying $23.99. One was $495. Another one was $357. Another one was $447. Another one was $154. Another one was $223, and I'm paying $23. I'll give you an example here, though. I'm looking at my list of these medications. I don't buy all my medications at the same place. I get the best price. And the most expensive medication I buy right now costs $31.53. The cheapest I'm paying is $6.81. Now, I'm going to give you a comparison with one drugstore. This is a drugstore. Those same medications, which I am paying a max of $31 and a minimum of $6, these are the prices they would charge. $393, $294,
oh my goodness.
$447, $302, $117, and $172. Now, if you go to that pharmacy, you're getting ripped off.
Yes, you got that right. Woody, thanks a lot for sharing those amazing examples. And again, the key is to shop around. Back in the broadcast, before we go to more of your calls, I want to just give you a sampling of what we're dealing with now with one Bernie Sanders. Now, this, as you might expect, is old video, audio, of Mr. Sanders extolling the virtues of Cuba. Listen up. Let's see if this is going to play this time. Here we go.
But I remember, for some reason or other, being very excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. I was a kid and I remember reading that. And it was just seemed right and appropriate that poor people were rising up against rather ugly rich people. And I remember, again, very distinctly, a very distinct feeling. I was watching the debates. You remember the famous Nixon-Kennedy debates? That was the first time the presidential candidates actually debated. And I was becoming increasingly interested in politics, didn't know much, but was interested. I remember sitting in the student lounge at our dormitory watching the debate. And at that time, well, we can talk about Cuba now, I was very excited and impressed by the Cuban Revolution. And there was Kennedy and Nixon talking about which particular method they should use about destroying the revolution. And I remember the irony is we learned the history later on. Kennedy was saying that Nixon was too soft on communism. Let me pick up a point that Rick was making. In Cuba, we should deal firmly with Fidel Castro. And Nixon was playing the role of, hey, you got to be patient. You know, you can't do these things. You got to negotiate. But of course, what he was upset about is that secretly they were planning the Bay of Pigs invasion right then. So he was the liberal. And Kennedy was playing the conservative. And actually, you know, there are, when you read novels, people say there's a sick feeling in.
Whoops. I think it dropped out there, but we heard the important point. This is a guy extolling the virtues of what? Of what? The Cuban Revolution. I mean, this is just nonsense. And then that important phrase. He was supportive of the idea of poor people rising against those ugly rich people. I mean, isn't this the same garbage that you've been hearing for years right here in this country from the Democrat Party? It really doesn't change. It's the same thing. Somehow they're going to tip the scales in your favor. And if you believe that now, well, I've got a bridge I can sell you. This is really unfortunate, quite unfortunate. Coming up, we're going to talk about a couple of the issues that Bernie Sanders has raised and praised Cuba for. And it turns out, not surprisingly, they're not doing exactly what Bernie Sanders thinks. This man would do well just to get an education, to learn what's really happening in the world. See, a lot of these people, what they do is they live in a fantasy world. And some of them have not even realized that some of the countries they're talking about have abandoned some of the very policies that he's talking about now, and they've abandoned them because they realized those policies didn't work. And here's Mr. Johnny Come Lately, decides to try the same thing. Well, God forbid he would be in the place to be able to make those decisions. God forbid. Let's go out to Jesse in Pineville. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I had a pretty heated discussion with my family over the weekend. And for the first time, they threatened to leave the country if Donald Trump was elected.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I says, well, what did he do to cause you to want to leave? And it was the same talking points you hear on television. I'm like, no, stop. Give me something specific and concrete that he's done. Because for the entire existence of my lifetime, I have never heard you speak ill of Donald Trump until he became president. And I said, where are you going to go? Like, oh, we'll go to South America. It's like, I've been to Colombia. You don't want to go to Colombia. I've been to Australia. It's not a utopia like you think it is. I've been to Europe. It's not that great. Where are you going to go? Well, we'll figure it out. I was like, why haven't you left yet? And they're still here.
Of course they are. Nobody's going anywhere.
Exactly. And they still can't give me a reason how evil Donald Trump has done to anybody specifically. But yet she extols virtues of being compassionate, but hates this man. Hates this man.
Yep.
And she wished Limbaugh would hurry up and die. I was like, where did this come from?
Oh,
how can you eschew compassion for people in Haiti and then wish a man who has conservative beliefs, a belief system, who's never affected you personally, physically, only mentally, do you wish him dead, and everyone who believes with you. Where did this come from? Where is the compassion that you have for conservatives?
Yep.
Nothing. Nothing.
You're absolutely right. Well, good luck there in dealing with your family and friends there. Oh, my goodness. That's really a sad thing. I don't care what your positions are, to wish somebody dead, really, and be basically cheering on the hastening of their death, that's really good. Brian in Concord, good morning.
Hey, Vance, how you doing today?
Doing well, sir.
A couple things. Perception is people's reality, and if you're trying to change their perception, that's the only way you can deal with these situations. So if people's perception is that, oh, well, I believe this way because Donald Trump is bad, because that is their perception, you have to change the perception. And that's not easy if their belief system is hardcore and the perception is based on that. It's a losing battle, and you'll never win that argument.
Yep, you're absolutely right. This is the big problem. It's kind of glasses that you're wearing. Appreciate your call there, Brian. Had this discussion with really neat discussion with a woman last night, and I'm pretty sure we are not on the same page politically. But it goes back to one of the things I've said on this broadcast repeatedly. I do believe there's a lot more potential for consensus among Americans than you realize. There really is. And like I said, this is a person who I would suspect would not agree with. We had a very good discussion last night, and we share some same ideas and values. They're shared ideas and values on some really important things. But what we came to conclude is we don't appreciate what is going on now with our political system and how toxic it is. That was a really good discussion. And I suspect there will be more of those. Let's go out to Doris in Charlotte. Have about a minute, Doris.
Vince, what I wanted to say is that the Democrats are always talking about taking people out of poverty. You can't take anybody else out of poverty.
Preach it, sister.
When you're in poverty, it's because of your own behavior and your own mind, the way you think. My mom and dad moved here from Anson County 70 years ago. They came from abject poverty. My dad put two children through college without borrowing a dime.
And awesome.
I saw a lady on TV the other day. She had been given $100,000, and all they asked her to do was to put $60,000 of it in a college fund. Do you know she took a felony rather than do that?
Oh, my goodness, Doris. Oh. It is the 17th annual Carolina Panthers Weekend Warrior Flag Football Tournament, April 4th and 5th. Register your team right now at panthers.com. The tournament for ages 21 over and has divisions for all skill levels. Register right now at the panthers.com community page. Deadline, March 20th. Back on the broadcast, I told you we would share a little bit of a piece dealing with that wonderful paradise called Cuba. On 60 Minutes recently, Bernie Sanders praised the achievements of communist Cuba. Interviewer asked him about his 1985 comments that Cubans supported communist dictator Fidel Castro because he educated their kids, gave their kids health care, totally transformed society. Mr. Sanders ultimately defended these comments, stating when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Guess what? Castro did not give Cubans literacy. Cuba already had one of the highest literacy rates in Latin America by 1960. Actually, it's 1950. This was a decade before he took power. This is according to UN data. Remember I told you some of the things that you need to do just to get ahead of these politicians is just read. That's all you have to do. Read. In today's Cuba, children are taught by poorly paid teachers in dilapidated schools. Cuba has made less educational progress than most Latin American countries over the last 60 years. According to UNESCO, Cuba had about the same literacy rate as Costa Rica and Chile in 1950, close to 80%. And guess what? It has almost the same literacy rate as they do today. Meanwhile, Latin American countries that were largely illiterate in 1950, like Peru, Brazil, El Salvador, Dominican Republic, largely literate today, closing much of the gap with Cuba. El Salvador had a less than 40% literacy rate in 1950. Now it's 88%. Brazil, Peru, around 50% 1950 today. 94.5%. Brazil, 92.6%. The Dominican Republic's rate rose from a little over 40% to 91.8%. While Cuba made substantial progress in reducing illiteracy in Castro's first years in power, its educational system has stagnated since, even as much of Latin America improved. Boy, is that surprising. Contrary to Sanders' claim that Castro gave Cubans health care, they already had access to health care before he seized power. Doctors frequently provided free health care to those who couldn't afford it. The Washington Post reported, as for health care and education, Cuba was already near the top of the heap before the revolution. Cuba's low infant mortality rate is often lauded, but it already led the region on this key measure in 1953 through 1958. Cuba led virtually all countries in Latin America in life expectancy in 1959, before Castro's communists seized power. But by 2012, right after Castro stepped down as Communist Party leader, Chileans and Costa Ricans lived slightly longer than Cubans. Back in 1960, Chileans had a lifespan 7 years shorter than Cubans. Costa Ricans lived more than 2 years less than Cubans on average. In 1960, Mexicans lived 7 years shorter than Cubans. By the way, by 2012, this gap has shrunk to just 2 years. These other countries are catching up. Cuba has stagnated. Today, lifespans are virtually the same in Cuba as more prosperous Chile, and Costa Rica, if you accept the rosy official statistics put out by Cuba's communist government, which many people do not. Cuba's been credibly accused of hiding infant deaths and exaggerating the lifespans of its citizens. If these accusations are true, Cubans actually die sooner. Cuba has made less progress in health care and life expectancy than most of Latin America in recent years due to its decrepit health care system. Wait a second. Under communism, how is that possible? Hospitals in the island's capital are literally falling apart. Sometimes patients have to bring everything with them because the hospital provides nothing. So you have to bring pillows, sheets, medicine, everything. Come on, people. This is a wake-up call. This is where people like Bernie Sanders are telling us to shift our eyes. These communist and socialist utopias. Look at what's really happening. Look at what really is happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Can you imagine going to the hospital? You've got to take everything with you. Reporters have also documented Cuban hospitals are ill-equipped. A 2004 series on Cuba's health care system in Canada's National Post said pharmacies stock very little. Antibiotics are available only on the black market. One of the myths Canadians harbor about Cuba is it's possible that its people may be poor and living under a repressive government, but they have access to quality health and education facilities. This is a portrait encouraged by the government. But reality is totally different. Under communism, Cuba has also fallen behind on more general measures of human development. Cuba, 1957, developed country. Cuba in 57 had lower infant mortality rate than France, Belgium, West Germany, Israel, Japan, Austria, Italy, Spain, and Portugal. 1957 had doctors and nurses, as many doctors and nurses per capita as the Netherlands. Do I need to tell you? These situations we saw in 1957, no longer the case. Over on the text line, this texter says, is your suitcase packed? We're going to be late going to the hospital. Heard to be said by a Cuban. These idiots insist Bernie's the way should be required to watch Man in the High Castle on Netflix for a real dose of socialism and fascism. Their ignorance is sickening. I agree with you. Back in the final stretch of the broadcast, I'd encourage you, if you have the opportunity, to check out this story. Intellectual Takeout has this. Fidel Castro did not give Cuba literacy or better health care. And basically, the summation of this entire story is that the country's either stagnated or gone backwards in some of these areas, these key areas. And it's not surprising, because this is what happens. You know this. In the free enterprise, how do things operate? Supply and demand. And when the government begins taking control, everything goes haywire. Unfortunately, you do not have the supply to meet the demand. You have scarcity. Well, this is a lesson in basic economics that is completely lost on the extreme left. Quite unfortunate, but that's the reality, folks. Time for us to take a look at the day in history as we travel down to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo. How you doing, man?
I am awesome.
I am glad to hear that. By the way, I understand, what is this? National Chili Day and National Strawberry Day.
Don't mix them. That sounds
kind of gross. We have a total of 6 questions here for you. We begin in 1827, and this city held its first Mardi Gras celebration in 1827. What is that city?
New Orleans.
You are absolutely correct. 1844, this particular country gained its independence from the country next door to it. The country next door is Haiti.
Wow.
Haiti.
No one told me there'd be geography questions.
What is the country that gained its independence? I'll give you a hint. I went there in December of 2018.
Oh, man, I should know this.
It's known by 2 letters. But you want to guess here in studio?
Dominican Republic.
You are correct. Dominican Republic. You know, the amazing thing, too, is the contrast. After having been to both sides, it's scary how just how impoverished Haiti is and how modern and relatively wealthy Dominican Republic is.
By the way, I thought of a couple baseball players, and I was trying to get there through the baseball players. And
that might have been helpful if I had clues there. 1879, this substitute for sugar was discovered by researchers at Johns Hopkins University. I did not realize this came out in 1879. What is it called?
Saccharin?
Saccharin. In fact, the FDA put a warning label on the artificial sweetener from 77 to 2000 until research showed it was not a carcinogen. 1908, this country entered the Union wearing number 46. And a lot of people are wondering why they didn't come into the country sooner.
You said this country came in. You threw me. You meant state, right?
Yes. Why didn't this state come in sooner?
Okay, I'm just checking. That doesn't get me any closer
Mark
to the
is
answer.
Mark over there laughing.
It's Oklahoma.
Yes, you are correct.
That's called stretching till your brain gets there.
It's fine. 1936, this 7-year-old actress inked a new deal with 20th Century Fox, paying the child star $50,000 per film.
What year was this again?
1936. Can you believe that?
Shirley Temple.
That's amazing. $50,000 a film. And in 1951, we had the 22nd Amendment ratified. And this came into place largely because of the president who is in office for,
term limits.
Yes, limiting the president to 2 terms. I was going to mention a name, but not necessary. And once again, Lonzo comes through with flying colors.
Yeah.
Absolutely, positively impressive.
I don't know why I needed applause. I mean, it should have been expected.
I was just feeling generous.
Generous. That is very good. Very good.
At least it wasn't golf applause.
Yes.
Well, here is something rather interesting that I think deserves notice on this particular day, because this has absolutely revolutionized the things that we put together, the documents we put together. Have you ever heard of Larry Tesler? Larry Tesler. He's actually the computing pioneer behind cut, copy, and paste. He has passed away at the age of 74. But he was a whiz, a computer whiz. Studied computer science at Stanford in California. His prime focus was always human-computer interaction.
Did he make money off of that?
You darn well better believe it, he did.
I hope so.
Yes. He put his skills to work for the likes of Amazon, Apple, Yahoo, and the Xerox Research Center. So this guy has certainly come up with a lot of revolutionary ideas. If you use a computer day to day, just think of how many times you use cut, copy, and paste. It is something I thought you would do well to know. Just
I had something funny to say, but I don't want the engineers around here or around there to get mad, so I won't.
Oh, now you do that. What a tease.
Does that involve Windows 7? I just wonder. Never.
By the way, you want to talk about irony? You know where he started his career? Think of cut, copy, and paste. He started at Xerox. Isn't that amazing? Just never know these things sometimes. Have a great day, folks, and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.